The next speaker is a very eminent person by the name of Sean Clinton. Sean Clinton is a member of the Irish PSC and heads the Boycott Israeli Blood Diamonds campaign in Ireland. He's also written an article exposing the trade in Israeli blood diamonds printed in Retail Jeweler, the industry magazine for jewelers, which caused an uproar amongst Israeli diamond dealers. He has also published a number of interesting, relevant articles from the international media regarding Israeli diamonds. So, with a nice loud round of applause and some cheers, Sean Clinton!
Hello. Thank you very much. I'm very happy to be here among so many friends and supporters of Palestine on this side of the country. You know, we watch year after year as Israel murders, maims and terrorizes Palestinians and continues its campaign of ethnic cleansing against them with complete impunity. Israel has figured that it can do this because there is no political cost. It's the military cost it can afford and the financial cost it can afford. Our political leaders in the West give Israel a pass. But despite Israel's seemingly invincibility, Israel is very vulnerable on one front, on its economic front. Approximately one third of Israel's exports are diamonds, worth $20 billion in 2008. Now that's a huge amount of money, and if you think of the fact that Israel's military expenditure in that year was only $16 billion, its diamond exports more than pay for its military adventure. Now, we in the Ireland-Palestine Solidarity Campaign are raising awareness about this issue, because not only that, jewelers are selling Israeli diamonds to the public and claiming that they're conflict-free. How could you possibly have diamonds from Israel that are conflict-free? These diamonds, we know from evidence given to the Russell Tribunal on Palestine here in London last November, that the Israeli diamond industry generates approximately $1 billion per year in funding for the Israeli military. And that military stands accused by the UN Human Rights Council of war crimes and crimes against humanity. So when someone buys a diamond from Israel, they're funding the Israeli military, which is guilty of war crimes and crimes against humanity. So it's completely ridiculous for jewelers to claim that diamonds processed in Israel are conflict-free. They're not conflict-free. Israeli diamonds are blood diamonds. And yesterday we stood in the street in Hatton Garden and we brought this issue to the attention of the public and to jewelers in the area. They can't continue to be an ethical business if they're going to support the Israeli diamond industry. We must expose this fact and we must highlight the fact with the public that diamonds that are processed in Israel are not conflict-free. But the problem for people who are buying diamonds is they can't tell an Israeli diamond from a diamond processed in a country that respects human rights. So we have to lobby the Kimberley process, which is the international monitoring system for diamonds to prevent the trade in blood diamonds. But what the jewellery industry did, when they defined a conflict diamond, they said that the only diamonds that could be conflict diamonds were rough diamonds used by rebel groups. And according to jewellers, all other diamonds, regardless of what conflicts they're funding, are conflict-free. So this gives the Israeli diamond industry a free pass. What they've done is they've introduced a form of diamond apartheid, whereby diamonds that fund war crimes in Africa are referred to as conflict or blood diamonds, but diamonds that fund war crimes in Gaza are sold to the public as so-called conflict-free diamonds. So this week, when Israel was dropping bombs on the people in Gaza, those bombs were paid for by the blood diamonds sold here in London and sold in America, sold worldwide on the high streets by jewelers worldwide. This has to be exposed. This trade in Israeli blood diamonds has to be ended. We have to stop the charade. Israeli diamonds are not conflict-free. They're blood diamonds. And it's important that we get out there on the high streets and demand jewelers that they give people the right to choose diamonds that are truly ethical and truly conflict-free. Thank you.
Let's hear it for Sean Clinton again, Sean Clinton!